unfortunately, Letterkenny has slipped. It was clean to European norms the previous survey, but this time it has slipped to littered. The Ontashka, who carry out the report for us, reported that there weren't a lot of litter-free sites. Letterkenny Town Park was commended, and so was the Ashlawn residential area. But Letterkenny suffered particularly because of the state of the approach roads. And that's something we've seen in other towns, that the approach roads, which give the important first impression of a town, they were heavily littered and there were even a black spot.
So what would how would you get black spot status, if you know what I mean? What are we talking about? Sort of litter been thrown out of cars? Are you talking about signage? Like, what are the criteria?
We're talking about, well, we're talking about vast accumulations of litter in a given area. So, we you know, the reporter talked, sorry, the report includes very heavy levels of a wide variety of litter lined the stretch of the road between Letterkenny and Strabane. The approach road to Sligo was blighted by heavy levels of a wide variety of litter throughout the area, accumulations in the laybys and near fuel stations.
How far outside of the town is sort of determined to be the approach? Is there, is it a kilometre, 2 kilometres, or what's the...
It's a couple of kilometres in the case of approach road, but we do have a connecting road included. In the case of Sligo and Kilkenny, it's literally the half of the approach road that's on the Letterkenny side, or within the Donegal area. So that's the way we define it.
So
we,
for instance,
the county council is responsible for that entire county.
So I don't want to mention any other towns for yeah. fear of getting into trouble. So a town 10 miles out of Letterkenny, which is littered, on the approach to Letterkenny, could bring the score for Letterkenny down?
No, not within the town itself, but outside the town, the approach road itself into Letterkenny could bring it down, yes.
Is it not a bit unfair to go outside the boundaries of, say, for instance, what the local municipal council would be responsible for?
Well, the county council is responsible for the area within the county, so it's with that in mind that we instruct the examiners to include the connecting roads. So if it's outside the jurisdiction, we won't go that far, but we think it's fair enough that the county council that's responsible for Letterkenny is also responsible for the area approaching into Letterkenny.
But do you, yeah, I know, and I think I didn't know this, to be honest with you, and I'm really quite surprised by it, but that's the criteria, and I'm not making a judgment call on it. I'm just saying I'm surprised because, you know, you would have the local Tidy Towns Committee that would do sterling work in and around
yes.
the town, which I think most people would determine to be a reasonable sort of circle around the town. And then IBAL are taking into consideration areas far beyond, you know, what they're responsible for. And I know you're saying it's the council that's responsible, but it seems very unfair on a town to have it the fifth most littered in the entire country based on those criteria.
Well, it's not based on, this was one site within the 10 that were assessed.
So okay, Connie, you brought it up. That's the only reason I was commenting on it.
Yes,
beg your pardon.
Yes, yes. Where
else then was highlighted as being bad in Letterkenny?
The main street was moderately littered. Beechwood Avenue and Beechwood Park was littered, the residential area. Letterkenny Retail Park, the examiner said with a little extra effort, this could easily get the top litter grade, but chewing gum and cigarette butts were pronounced. Pierce Road got moderately littered, and that was really the report for Letterkenny. So there was an absence of litter-free sites. That's what was noticeable with the town.
Mm. And, I mean, a lot of this could come down to the day of the week that the survey is carried out on. Do we know when it happened?
Well, we do have that. I mean, we do have that information. But
right, was it Sunday morning?
No, I mean, we're not trying to trick anyone here.
But do you not want the town to improve?
Yes, we do, but we don't think an unreasonable time.
Yes, but if we go from, now, when I say we, I'm not from Letterkenny, if we go from being clean, right,
yes.
to moderately littered, and you're
yes.
looking to get us back to clean,
yes.
So would it not be helpful to know what day the survey was done on so we could look for...
Yes, and we can share that with the county council.
Can we not have that information, considering it's such bad publicity for the town, that people can take that into consideration and maybe make their own judgment call?
Well, I don't have it to hand here now.
Right.
It's not included in the information I give, but that information is there, and I'm not saying it's secret information.
Okay.
We could share that.
I just think it would be useful because, you know, if people are looking as to how to improve things or maybe there was road, I don't know what the circumstances were.
I would say that we do have an instruction to the examiners that if there was something particular going on in a town, that, for example, there was a fair or there was a football match or something like that, that the assessment not be carried out in the aftermath of that, that it should give a representative picture of the town.
Okay, but down to 35th spot out of 40 towns and cities, that's low.
It's low, but I mean, it's not the ranking really that is of concern here. It's losing the cleanliness status. The top towns in our program now are at a level where there's very little litter at all present, and the difference between second place and 12th place is very marginal at this point. I think what we'd like to see is all towns and cities reaching that cleanliness benchmark.
Okay, Conor Hogan of Eyeball, thank you very much for coming on the programme and explaining the findings of that.